This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has highlighted AI's transformative impact, calling it a defining force that is writing the code for humanity in this century, co-chairing the AI Action Summit with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today. Prime Minister Modi emphasized that AI is unlike any past technological milestone, requiring a global, responsible, and inclusive approach to governance. He underscored AI's potential to improve millions of lives.
AI can help transform millions of lives by improving health, education, agriculture, and so much more. It can help create a world in which the journey to sustainable development goals becomes easier and faster. To do this, we must pull together resources and talent. We must develop open source systems that enhance trust and transparency. We must democratize technology and create people-centric applications.
Showcasing India's leadership in AI adoption, the Prime Minister spoke about India's digital public infrastructure, which has modernized governance and transformed lives for 1.4 billion people at minimal cost. Mr. Modi reaffirmed India's commitment to developing AI for public good with a strong focus on inclusivity. Concluding his address, the Prime Minister emphasized that humans, not machines, hold the key to AI's future. He called on global leaders to shape AI development responsibly, ensuring it serves the collective good and aligns technological progress with ethical and social well-being. Earlier, virtually inaugurating India Energy Week 2025 at Yashobhoomi in Dwarka this morning, Prime Minister Modi said India has become the fifth largest economy over the past decade, up from the 10th position. He highlighted that India's solar energy generation capacity has increased 32 times in the last 10 years, making it the third largest solar power generating nation in the world. He noted that India's non-fossil fuel energy capacity has tripled. Mr. Modi highlighted that India is the first G20 country to achieve the goals of the Paris Agreement. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said the government is using 99% borrowings for capital expenditure and creating capital assets. She added that the effective capital expenditure is 4.3% and the fiscal deficit is 4.4% of the GDP, and it indicates that the government is using entire borrowed resources for financing effective capital expenditure and creating capital assets. The minister stated this while replying to discussion on the union budget in the Lok Sabha. She added that the Union Budget 2025-26 balances national development necessities with fiscal priorities. She said the General Budget 2025-26 has come in time of immense uncertainties and change in the global macroeconomic environment. Ms. Sitharaman said India continues to be the fastest growing economy. The Rajya Sabha today resumed discussion on the General Budget 2025-26. Participating in the discussion, Bhagwat Karad of the BJP said the fiscal deficit was brought down by 0.4% due to proactive measures taken by the government. He said the direct benefit transfer helped in stopping leakages and saved the government's exchequer. Taking part in the discussion, Praful Patel of the NCP expressed confidence that the country will become the third largest economy in the world in the coming years under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Arun Singh of the BJP observed that this budget is pro-poor and will help increase the income of farmers and generate employment opportunities for the youth. On the other hand, independent MP Kapil Sibal alleged that the government did not pay sufficient attention to two important sectors, education and health. The discussion is underway. Benchmark domestic equity indices today plunged 1.32% each as U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to impose 25% tariffs on steel and aluminium imports dampened market sentiments. This marks the fifth consecutive day of declines for both indices. And with that, we end this news bulletin.